Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. And we come to this final statement in this letter, apart from the final chorus in verse 11. And here are the words, I will give you the crown of life. I will give you, I will give you, you poor Smyrna people, despised, poor, in terrible circumstances, I will give you the crown of life. But don't forget the conjunction, and I will give you. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, whatever this crown of life is, it's clearly a reward in the final day, in the glorious condition of the saints after the coming of Christ. And here are the crowned saints. The Smyrnans will be crowned if they have been faithful, even if it meant dying for Christ. Look at these people, poor, afflicted, tormented, persecuted, suffering, rejected, despised, forsaken, suffering, the devil attacking them, imprisonment, enduring suffering to the point of death. Be faithful, even to that point. And says Christ, I will give you the crown of life. This is not the prosperity gospel. This is not, if you are a fine Christian, if you're a believer, you'll have four cars in the drive. You'll have the best job you could ever wish for. You'll have more money than you know what you can do with. Your health will always be perfect. Everything will go right for you. The sun will always be shining. Oh, no, no, no. This is suffering church. This is a poverty-ridden church. This is a persecuted people because they're standing for Christ. No, the reward is not in this life. It's not in material things. It's not now. It is the crown of life when Christ comes again. You remember, Paul is very clear about this. Very explicit about it, in fact. You remember, he writes to Timothy in his final letter, chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. Keep your head, he says, in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Carry on with the ministry you've been given. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Yes. Now, this is my experience, he says. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time has come for my departure. I'm about to die. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Yes, he's been faithful. He's endured through poverty and suffering and affliction. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, and I will give you the crown of life, which the Lord, the righteous judge, oh, blessed be his name, he is the righteous judge. You can imagine what the people were saying at Smyrna. You can imagine what they were saying about Paul. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, he will award to me on that day, what, the crown of righteousness. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Oh, brother and sister, standing for Christ, being rejected on behalf of Christ, being persecuted for the stand of Christ, being passed over, ignored, maybe even to poverty, maybe even to imprisonment, maybe even to the point of death. Be faithful. I want to be faithful. Do you want to be faithful? Do you want to stand to the end? Then let us keep our eye on the coming of Christ and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, And that crown of righteousness, that crown of life, which he will award to all his faithful people. I, for my part, can hardly believe that I should get a crown, oh, just to be there. But the promise is there. Be faithful. I don't know whether it's a true story or not, or whether it's apocryphal. But John Wesley was once asked, "Mr. Wesley, shall we see Mr. Whitfield in glory?" You remember they'd quarrelled over predestination. "Mr. Wesley, shall we see Mr. Whitfield in glory?" He said, "No, we shall not see him." "Oh, he will be too near the throne." It's a lovely thought, isn't it? It is not good theology, of course, but it's a lovely thought. Just to be there, but to be crowned as well. Remember Bunyan, the muckraker? Here he was. All he could look at was the muck he was raking on the ground, when just above his head was the glorious crown. Brother and sister, let us be faithful today. Let us be true to Christ. Faithful, loyal, true, standing for him. We may not be successful. We may be poor, we may be afflicted. But when he appears, as Paul said, and as Christ said to the Smyrnans, Christ will have crowns to give his people, a crown of righteousness, a crown of life. Help us, O Lord, to live for you today, that we may receive that accolade in that last and final day. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. To think, to be saved from our sins, to have the joy of the Lord forever, and to be crowned in righteousness and life, what a privilege it is to be a Christian. Now, in this time of tribulation, let us be faithful. Be faithful, even to the point of death. Let us be faithful today, brother and sister. Let us be faithful.